And then there's another clinical trial, which is a similar design to our trial. That's called the CAPTIVATE trial. We've reported the initial results of CAPTIVATE at ASH last year. That trial is a little bit different design, the CAPTIVATE trial. It's 3 months of ibrutinib monotherapy, followed by 1 year of combination therapy. And then patients are randomized after that year of combination therapy, depending on what their MRD status is for continued treatment.
And what's the current status of data for that trial?
That trial is ongoing. Patients have been randomized. It will be updated at ASH this year. We have information from that trial in terms of response after the year of combination therapy, and we know the proportion of patients who are randomized based on their MRD status at the end of the year. We don't have any outcomes beyond the randomization.
What's the not only the primary endpoint, but what's from your point of view the major thing that you're going to look at? I mean, I assume it's not going to be long-term, I don't know, survival.
No, it's not long-term survival. It's a frontline trial. With all of these trials, overall survival is difficult to look at because patients are all doing so well. For that trial, as with our trial, the endpoints are MRD status at the end of the 1 year of fixed duration treatment, the formal response, the IWCLL response at the end of that year, and then outcomes in terms of conversion to MRD negative for those patients who receive continued treatment and are MRD positive at the year of fixed duration. So the MRD positive patients get randomized to continued combination or monotherapy with ibrutinib. The MRD negative patients are randomized to ibrutinib monotherapy or observation. So with that additional treatment, we will have some idea about conversion, MRD positive to MRD negative with continued treatment, or MRD negative to positive with either observation or continued treatment. And really, probably MRD status and conversion, particularly in the blood, will be the next endpoint that's some reasonable endpoint to evaluate and to have some understanding of what the regimen should be and optimal management of patients long-term in the frontline setting with these small molecule inhibitors and combinations.